Something. It's a reminder. But what I'm supposed to remember? Oh! It's probably to remind me of something to do. Something really good, I bet. Oh, think, 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 think! Think, 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 think! Ah! The tea party! Yes, that's it, the tea party, of course. We put on the bow ties to remind ourselves to have our tea party. We'll all go get the tea set. Ah, here you go. And, oh, hey, my accordion. What? I haven't done much practicing lately. When I grow up, I'm gonna be a great musician. Check this out, Molly. When I grow up, I'm going to be a horse-riding cow clown. Hi-ho, Chuckles, away! Yeah! Oh, hold your horses there, Molly. We'll have tea later. Yee-haw! Woo! Giddy up! Whoa, Nelly! I wonder, what will I be when I grow up? Do you know, Molly? Molly, what will I be when I grow up? No, I don't think I want to be a teapot, Molly. Granny Garbanzo always says I can be whatever I want. If I could be whatever I want, well, how will I ever pick? Oh, Molly, I really don't know what I want to be when I grow up. What do you think I should do? Good thinking. A clockwork stretch always makes me feel better. Thanks, Molly. And then when I get back, we'll have tea.
Thank you.
you really want to have that tea party, huh? Well, I am ready. Yep. Oh. Oops. Sorry. I'll just, pick that stuff up. Really quickly? Okay, here we go. Here's the teapot. See, no harm done. You know, Molly, maybe I'll grow up to be the world-famous spilling waiter. Ha! Or maybe not. Oh, Molly, I just don't know what I want to be when I grow up. Well, what do you think I should be? Oh, well, who knows what I want to be, but you're right. I should have some tea. Hey, that rhymes. Ha! Well, thank you very much. Huh. Oh, what's back there, Ma? Blue Matt! Well, hello there, Blue Matt. How are you? You know, Molly would really like you to come to our tea party. Wanna come? Yes, I would! Oh, goody!
What will I be? A butcher, a baker, a candlestick maker?
Whoa! Not so loud, Molly! Oh, you want some more tea? All right. What will I be when I grow up? I mean, I can't sit around and play with dolls forever. No siree. No, I have to decide. I have to make up my mind. Now! Well... I haven't got time for dolls and tea parties. No. I am going to be something. And whatever I'm going to be, I would sure like to know so I could get started. But I don't know. Oh, who could tell me what I'm going to be? I'm going to be Granny? Oh, I should go see Granny. Good thinking, Molly. Yeah, Granny will be able to tell me what I'm gonna be. Yeah, thanks, Molly. See you later. Granny, tell me what I'm gonna be when I grow up. I mean, I really need to know because I've been thinking about it all day and, well, I need an answer right now. Molly thought that maybe you could tell me, so you gotta tell me. What am I gonna be when I grow up?
Oh! Hello, Lunetka. What's wrong?
Meow, 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 meow.
Oh, you want to know what you will be when you grow up?
Yes, yes. Will I be a baker, a doctor, a rock star, a bus driver, a mayor, a teacher, a fisher, a dancer, a trucker, a dentist, a reporter, a baseball player, a scientist, a painter, a mechanic, a puppeteer, a lawyer, a vet, a pilot, a therapist, an architect, a writer, a lion tamer, an astronaut, a paleontologist, a social worker, a jockey, a designer, a waiter, a librarian, a carpenter, a roadie, a roofer, a professor, a translator, a cartoonist, a welder, a tailor, a nanny, a banker, or an underwater diver?
And don't forget, you can also be a plumber, a photographer, a dog walker, a driving instructor, a forester, a historian, an opera singer, an electrician, a garbage collector, an optometrist, a travel agent, a zookeeper, a rancher, a guru, a referee, a nurse, a trapeze artist, a director, a window cleaner, a shoemaker, a hairdresser, or a chef. Oi!
How will I ever choose just one? I know I can't be everything.
Oh, Lunette, you don't have to choose today.
I don't?
No, today is for having fun. Today is for rolling in the grass.
Rolling in the grass?
Maybe I'll grow up to be a steamroller.
Yeah, and maybe I'll be a rolling pin.
Granny?
Yes, Lunette?
How did you decide to be a granny?
Oh, well...
For Lunette the Clown! Postcard for Lunette the Clown!
Shh!
Oh, hi, Granny!
Hello, Major Bathead!
I have a postcard for a Lunette the Clown.
That's me. Oh, it's from my Uncle Chester.
And delivered by me?
He writes, Dear Lunette, today I came upon the most bizarre bazaar.
This bazaar was the biggest I had ever seen. There were booths and sellers as far as the eye could see. I knew that if I wanted to see it all, I'd better have something to eat first. The first booth I came to sold bananas. I bought one. I love bananas. The next booth also sold bananas. And the next, and the next. In fact, every booth in the bazaar sold nothing but bananas. Bizarre, I thought. So I asked one of the vendors, why do you sell bananas?
Because my father sold bananas, and his mother before him, and all the family before them.
Every seller told me the same story. They sold bananas because that's what their parents did. But you have no customers, I said.
Yes, we know, they said. Everyone around here is so sick of bananas.
So I decided it was time to introduce the clowns of Clown Town to a rare delicacy, an orange. They had never seen one before. As I waved goodbye to my banana friends, I thought to myself that the world would be a very strange place if everyone did the same thing all the time. Maybe that's why I like to travel so much. There are so many different roads to choose from, and so many different roads we can travel through life. Oh, yeah.
P.S. Tell Granny I finally remembered to send her her dipper topper.
My dipper topper!
Tipper topper! What's a tipper topper?
This!
Wow! What does it do?
It's not what it can do, it's what it can be.
What can it be?
Anything it wants.
Suppose when you grows like a rose past my nose, only heaven knows how it goes. Sing of the things life could bring, wandering. Oh, if we could see all the things that you might be. You could be a pizza chef whipping up a pie, the captain of a sailing ship on the sea so high. By and by you'll come to see all the things that you might be. You could be a cowboy clown riding on the range, the emperor of little folk, acting kind of strange. My, oh my, I'm spinning from all the things you could become. A taxi driver in NYC, a fancy lady drinking tea, a famous artist, nothing finer. Or a tasseled, fez-topped Shriner. sing of the things life could bring, and you'll see all the things that you can be.
That tipper-topper can be just about anything, Granny.
And so can you, Lunette.
But in the end, I'll always be me.
Yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
So I guess I already know what I'm going to be when I grow up. I'm going to be me.
Oh, I think I'll be me, too.
I'm going to be me, three.
Thanks, Granny. You're so smart.
Hey, nice hats, Nick. Suit you to a tea.
Tea? Tea party. Oh, no. I forgot Molly's tea party. Oh, boy. Oh, here's your hat, Granny. What's my hurry? I got a haberdasher. Bye. Bye. Oh. Hi, Molly. I'm back for the rest of our tea party. Oh. Huh. Molly's angry with me. I totally messed up our tea party because I was too busy thinking about myself, and then I took off to see Granny. Molly, are you so mad at me? Ooh. Okay. Well, I would just like to say to any clown who might be listening that this clown knows that whatever she's going to be when she grows up, two things are for certain. Number one, I will always be a clown. And number two, I will always be Molly Dolly's friend forever and ever. You too, Molly? You'll always be my friend? Oh, thank you, Molly. I'm so sorry for running out on our tea party. Do you want to have some more tea now? Well, we can do something else, whatever you like. You want to go to doll school? Yeah, Molly goes to school now. You're on, Miss Dolly. Today at doll school, Molly, that keen Dolly, is going to learn to count to 10 with a little musical accompaniment by moi, Lunette the Clown. Ahem. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10! Attention! Molly the doll has counted all the way to 10. What a doll! Molly, are you ever clever? Well, doll school is done for today. Let's get back to the big comfy couch. Molly, you did such a good job at doll school. I think you should just sit back and get comfy and hear a little story. What do you think? Good. Okay, first I have to find my storybook. No. 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 Here it is. And, my glasses. Aha! Uh-huh. All right. Oh, Molly, lights, please. Thanks. It's important to have good light when you're reading and looking at pictures. Okay. This story is called The Donut Queen. An Adventure of Molly the Doll. Once upon a time, Molly Dolly went to Clown Town to take part in the big Donut Queen contest. The rules were simple. The clown who ate the most donuts was crowned Donut Queen. The Clown Town bakers worked all night making donuts. On your mark, get set, go! Molly ate and ate and ate all morning. She didn't even stop eating to have lunch. Molly ate every last donut on her plate. And then, she ate every last donut on everybody else's plates. Molly ate so many donuts that she got really, really big. She was bigger than a bread box. Molly was as tall as the clock tower. Molly won the contest and was crowned Donut Queen, but she wasn't feeling very happy. Maybe being big wasn't everything it was cracked up to be. But how would she ever get small again? Then the head baker called up to Molly. Don't worry, Miss Dolly. Every donut queen eats so many donuts that she grows bigger than a house. And do you know what? They all decide that being big isn't everything that it's cracked up to be. And every donut queen wonders, how will I ever get small again? And that's why we make sure to fill all our donuts with nothing but hot air. All I have to do is pull your finger. All the hot air inside Molly the Donut Queen came rushing out her ears. She felt so happy. The Donut Queen must be hungry. Someone give her a donut. Molly did not want any more donuts. In fact, she didn't even want to be Donut Queen. Molly decided that she just wanted to be Molly the doll. And that was fine with everyone in Clown Town. The end. That was a silly story, Molly. But I think I learned something. I learned that the best thing to be is yourself. Pull your finger. Oh. That's funny, Molly. Here, pull mine, pull mine. See, I lost all my air and I ended up on the floor. Hey, who made this little mess? Me? You sure it wasn't Blumette? Oh, you're right. It was me. And little or not, I have to clean it up. It's only fair. So get ready for the 10-second tidy. Ready, set, go! Molly? Me too. Ready for a nap? Me too. There we go. Well, thanks for coming over. And remember, be yourself, because you are the very best you in the whole wide world. Right, Molly? Toodles.
And the clown jumped over the moon.